After 23 years of waiting, Israel has allowed Ahmed Hillis to change his address from the Gaza Strip to the occupied West Bank. Now he can move freely in the West Bank without fearing he could be sent back to Gaza. Although Ahmed was born and raised in the West Bank, his father is originally from Gaza. So that means his official documents list Gaza as his place of residence. And he needed an Israeli approval to change that. His wife, Leila, is also from Gaza, but she has not yet received an approval to change her residency to the West Bank. And if she crosses to Gaza, she won't be able to return to her husband in the West Bank.
I was very happy for him, but was sad for myself. It's been 6 years since I last saw my family in Gaza.
I can now travel outside the West Bank. I want to go see my mother. She lives in Jordan, and we haven't been able to see each other.
The Palestinian Interior Ministry processes requests for IDs and passports. But Israel controls the population registry and decides who can get a Palestinian identification card and a passport. It also controls who can travel across the occupied region. Israel's government says it's approved 4,000 such requests on a humanitarian basis. In August, the Israeli Defense Minister said Israel will approve thousands of new Palestinian IDs to strengthen the Palestinian Authority. But Palestinian officials say they've been tricked, since the majority of the recent approvals were changes of residency only. They want the U.S. to pressure Israel to approve more identification cards that will make it easier for people to move around.
Even though this ID will mean living under an Israeli military rule, it's still a dream for tens of thousands of people here. It allows them to be near their families without fears of deportation.
This is the fear Sana Qasim knows all too well. She hasn't been able to see her family in Jordan since she got married and moved to the West Bank 25 years ago.
I want to hug my brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. I want to see my family's house, my neighborhood. I miss all my memories there.
Just a few months ago, Sana came to this border area by the River Jordan to see her family. She can now cross to the other side, but many others will remain stuck on the west side of the river. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.